There are so many things to love about summer. I just don't love them at 4:30 in the morning. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Dennis Dunaway, the lead bassist from the Alice Cooper Group. Yes, school is out for summer. Dennis has a new book coming out. It's called Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs, My Adventures in the Alice Cooper Group. And we'll chat with Dennis and we'll reminisce about those wild and crazy times when he was a part of Alice Cooper. We will also have Alice Cooper's real name. You didn't think he was really called Alice Cooper, did you? Mm-mm-mm. We'll have it for you coming up. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the types of jobs that people are quitting the most. Is your job on this list? You're telling me right now, you're looking at your device or your radio or whatever it is, and you're saying, I want to quit my job. Well, we may have the fact that your type of job is one that people just want to leave. So we'll see. And then, what an interesting story this is. Actually, two stories. Kate James will stop by. We'll talk about a Sweet 16 party in Pennsylvania that was disrupted when an overhead plane decided it was time to dump the waste. And then in Australia, cops came across a stoner's to-do list. Yeah, they went into someone's apartment. Turns out the guy was quite inebriated. They had his to-do list for the day. They thought it was so funny. They tweeted it out, and we have it for you. We start things off this hour with, yes, summer is upon us. It is the most joyous time of year. The days are long. It's warm. You can go to the beach. You can go to the mountains. And you just enjoy yourself no matter what you are doing. I know it might be 132 degrees outside, but it's a dry heat. But anyway, what is the one thing, though, that you don't like about the summer? Well, there is something that I know I don't like about the summer. Let's start with the opposite. I love the fact that I can drive home from the studio at 8:30 at night and it is still virtually bright daylight. What I don't like is when that daylight returns at 4:30 in the morning. Now, unless you have hotel quality and high-level hotel quality shades and drapes and curtains or whatever, if you board up your windows at night, that light is going to start to seep through, you know what I mean, around the edges of your shades or your curtains, and it starts to blare into the room. I hate the fact that 4:30 in the morning now looks like 2:30 in the afternoon. I can't sleep like that. What about you? It's very, very difficult. It almost feels as if the night is over, right? As soon as you see sunlight, oh, I gotta get up. Don't you love when you wake up and it's still dark and you wonder and you worry when you look over at the clock what time it is and you realize, oh, it's only 2:30. I still have 3.5 hours to sleep. And it's the greatest feeling in the world. But what happens when you wake up no matter what time it is and it's already daylight? And here's the worst part. And I think the sun and I think the birds are in cahoots for this. 15 minutes before the sun comes up, the birds start chirping. Literally, outside of my bedroom window, I have the Mormon Tabernacle Choir chirping away at about 4:15 in the morning. What a prelude that is to the day. So you get woken up by the fact that the birds are out there singing, and I know it's probably only 2 or 3, and I know I'm probably making too much out of it, but it sounds like 900 birds. And they're all loud, and they all seem to be the ones trying to compete with each other to see who can be the loudest bird in the neighborhood. So, they start chirping. I wake up. I look over, and I see 4:17 a.m. And you know what that means? We are only 13 minutes away from bright sunshine. And the night is over, and the long, long, long day begins. That is the one thing I love about winter. It doesn't get light until what? I don't know. 8:45 in the morning. It's nice. Stay with us. Dennis Dunaway of the Alice Cooper Group. He's coming up next. I don't know what he thinks about daylight. Maybe we'll talk to him about it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.